On a Thursday, it's Gabrielle on Radio Life and Style. And just before that, a cool little tune from DNCE singing about cake by the ocean. Well, that's kind of appropriate because right now we're putting cake in the spotlight. Not just any cake, though. Cupcakes of hope, no less. And telling you a story on a Thursday morning that'll hopefully give you a reason to stop and think. And will hopefully move you to get involved and to be part of this thing that happens every year and creates real, tangible, meaningful ripples of hope. And in the studio with me, a local lady who is only too happy to share the message and to explain what it's all about, Diana Brett from our local Pam Golding is in the house with us. And Diana, welcome to Radio Life and Style on a Thursday morning. How are you doing today?
Great. I'm very grateful for you to, you know, having me this morning. Awesome. And I look forward to making a difference.
Well, this is what it's all about. And this, as I say, has been an annual, regular, rolling thing. Over the course of many years here on the radio station, we always look forward to the Cupcakes of Hope moment on the calendar. This month of September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
That's correct.
And a cause that is close to the hearts of so many, and you know, particularly when children are involved, you can't help but feel moved and inspired to help in any way possible. But let's look at the Cupcakes of Hope mission. Who and what is Cupcakes of Hope?
So Cupcakes of Hope was started by a phenomenal lady called Sandri Cipriana. It was started in 2012.
Yes.
Because of a little girl called Kiara, which was a friend to one of her friends. And yeah, she's just done phenomenal work. So we make a difference baking one cupcake at a time. And we have these annual things every September, where we go to 70 malls and we sell cupcakes. And we have people doing the most phenomenal, beautiful cupcakes ever.
Wow. So since 2012, it's been rolling. So we're talking now 12 years, and it just gets bigger every year. Sandy has been on this radio station before, an amazing woman, who I believe now divides her time between South Africa and Portugal. But she's got this army of cupcake angels and good people that keep the mission and vision rolling and alive. And obviously, today you're doing your part, Diana. Who are you and how did you get involved in the Cupcakes of Hope mission?
Okay, so my niece got leukemia when she was 12, and I just wanted to make a difference and, you know, just do something in her memory. So I've got involved in the Cancer Association, Reach for a Dream, and various other cancer charities. And then when I heard about Cupcakes of Hope, because I love baking, well, what can I say? Everybody loves baking. I just got involved and thought, let's do this. Let's make a difference, you know. You don't have to be rich to care. Just have a heart.
Wow. So this is a really, really personal story and a mission for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many people, in fact, I can't think of anyone who doesn't have a direct connection to cancer in either their immediate family or their friend circle or in their workplace. It's just, it's inescapable nowadays. Childhood cancer, I mean, we see stories all the time of, and we were just talking about it off air now, how it could be a child as young as 4 months old who's in hospital undergoing chemotherapy. It could be someone preteen. It just this thing doesn't discriminate, but we are feeling the call in this month of September to rally in whatever way you can be a part of this thing, whether it's just by being a supporter and going out and buying a cupcake or five, or if you are feeling inspired to get involved in other ways. How can people get involved? When and how is this big day going to be unfolding? I believe the 28th of September is the big day.
That's correct. And we're going to be doing it at La Piazza, which is part of the Well. So we're going to be standing outside the Pam Golding offices. We approached Marco, who owns La Piazza and the center, and he was phenomenal. What a good heart. He just opened his heart and said, with pleasure, because normally we do it in other malls, but unfortunately it's not possible this year. So I just thought, no, I'm not giving up. We have to do it somewhere. And I went to Marco and he said, go ahead. And then my boss, David, who's the best boss you could ever have, he said, if Marco's okay with it, let's do this.
Go for it. Hey, shout out to Marco and David for giving the green light and having a heart and making this thing happen. So the bake table will be set up
Definitely.
On the 28th of September.
Definitely.
And for any people of the Dolphin Coast who are keen to pull on through and to scoop up a little sweetness for a cause, you are invited. Do you need any more bakers?
We would love more bakers. The only little issue we have, we need all the stuff boxed, you know, whether individually or in boxes of six, or, you know, because we don't want to have stuff standing open in the air. It's just not a good idea
for
right
sure.
now.
But there are some talented bakers on our coastline, and I'm sure that they'd be very keen to get involved. And can they get in touch
Definitely,
with you?
Definitely.
Awesome. So the smartest way, would they be advised just to pop into the Pam Golding office then, just to find out
more? They can do that, or they can WhatsApp me. My number is 082-938-9594. I'd love to hear from them, and yeah, we'd love to do this together.
This is so cool. And when it comes to the actual day, what does a cupcake cost for the general public? How can folks purchase and pay? And
okay. So we're hoping everybody will preferably use Zapper if possible.
Just keep it tidy.
Definitely. Look, we do take cash as well. We have a full register where we're completely transparent and they sign and all of that. But we would prefer to rather go, you know, cashless and do Zapper. They can also do direct EFTs. I'll have the banking details. Yeah.
Brilliant. And obviously, it's all in support of the cause. And in Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in September, the Cupcakes of Hope organization is well known, respected, vetted. You can Google it, you can check it out, you can see how the amazing work that they do and how the whole organization is structured, and all the checks and balances that are in place to make sure the money goes to the kids who really benefit from it and their families, because this thing is a cancer diagnosis upends an entire family dynamic. It really rocks your world to the core, and for any families that are going through it right now or have been through it, you'll know exactly just how traumatic it is, and how any kind of help and assistance is so appreciated. So this is just a beautiful thing that happens in the month of September. We're really looking forward to the 28th, the big bake day, and to going out and to grabbing a couple of cupcakes, putting some money to a good cause. And Diana, to you and your team, and the Pam Golding gang here in Belita, who are opening the doors to make it a reality on the 28th, we're saluting you. And really just wishing for a bumper year in 2024. Lots of support for this long-running cause, and we hope that it continues to become a big annual thing. And by the way, it's attracted some really big gun support. I mean, the likes of Mug and Bean, who have gotten behind the initiative. Am I right?
Definitely. Mug and Bean is phenomenal. They've always been on board. So what they do, they have a muffin called Muggles, and you can buy that for the month of September. And for every muffin they sell, they donate R2 to Cupcakes of Hope. But throughout the year, they are very generous. And their giant muffins, they will donate R1.
That's
so
awesome.
They're really incredible.
So between now and the 28th, I would say go to Mug and Bean and do your bit like that. And then on the big day, make sure that you're swinging through to the Well Center in Belita, just outside the Pam Golding office, in between La Piazza and Pam Golding. You will see the table and the cupcake angels out in full force doing their thing. And Diana, we'll see you on the day. What do
Great.
You say?
Thank you. Looking forward to it. And I appreciate you having me this morning. And I look forward to making a difference.
You really are. Thanks, Diana. And to anyone listening to this, put the date in your calendar, the 28th. Get ready for some sweetness.